ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Meseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Eliran Menachemov, Bizchus Shani Rachel Bas Orna, Yael Bas Orna, and Eliran Gavriel Ben Orna.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
Sanhedrin Daf Pei Tes. The Mishnah starts off to discuss the halacha that by Zaken Mamre is a special dir, the beast of Zaken Mamre, v'chola om yishvu v'yiro. There's a din that the whole Klai Yisrael has to hear that how Zaken Mamre was killed, v'lo yizid an oiden, and they won't do it anymore. The Mishnah has a machlekes of Kiva, Rabbi Yehuda. How exactly are we b'kayim this did of chol am yishbu v'yiro? Rabbi Kiva says that we wait till we bring him up to the Bezer HaGadol, and we wait till Yodiv comes, till Regel. Mishamim Reis out of Regel, and then we kill him. Babisid Oisim a Regel, we kill him on Yodiv. Shadabar v'chol am yishbu v'yiro. That way, the whole Klai Yisrael comes to be Eilu Regel Yerushalayim. Everyone will know about the Misa. It's the best way to be Mekayim, call the Om Yishvu V'Yiro. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not a good way to do it, because it comes out, you're being Ba'ada, the Did of this person. He was Nigbar Dida, it was before Yantif, and now you're going to wait till Yantif to kill him. So what we do is we kill him right away, says Rabbi Yehuda. And the way we Mekayim, the Did of Klai Yisrael Yishvu V'Yiro, is by sending letters to the whole Klai Yisrael that you should know that this person was killed by Bez Din for being a Zaken Mamre. Now the Mechas Chinuch and the Tiferes Yisrael just both speak out that Rebbe Kiva says that you kill him Beregel, and Misa Naisa Beregel doesn't mean on Yontif Mamish. The Mechas Chinuch speaks out that you're not allowed to kill, Bez Din is not allowed to kill on Yontif. Just like the Gemara in Yevamos Tavav says that Misa's Bez Din is not Doicha Shabbos, who did it's not Doicha Yontif, and therefore, says the Tiferes Yisrael and Mechas Chinuch, that the Mishnah says that Misa Naisa Beregel means on Chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed, Chol HaMoed Pesach, Chol HaMoed Sukkot, that's where we kill him. And the Mechidach adds that what happens with the Yotiv of Shavuos? What happens if we have a Zaken Mamre that comes before the Yotiv of Shavuos? We wait till Shavuos. When are we going to kill him? Shavuos is no Chol HaMoed. So speaks out the Mechidach that you could do it the day after Shavuos, since that's a Yom HaTashlumim. That's the day where we bring all the Karbanos, the Chagigah, and Eilus Riyah. So the whole Klai Yisrael is going to still be there a day after Shavuos, and therefore says the Mechas Chinuch, Yikvi B'kayim the Din V'chol Yisrael, Chol Am Yishvu V'yiro, not Dafka on the Yontif, but Hu Adin, the day after Shavuos, also you B'kayim this Halacha. Now the Mishnah brings down this Halacha, this Machlekes from Kiva Rabbi Yehuda, but it did up Zaken Mamre. We'll see that the Gemara later on brings a brisa that this Halacha of Achraz, this Adin of Chol Am Yishvu V'yiro, is not Dafka by Zaken Mamre. The Brisa brings out another three Chiyuve Misa that also have this halacha. The Brisa brings a basis, Betzayir Moira, and Eidim Zayim also have the halacha of Achraza that we have to make sure, called Ab Yishmu V'Yiro, that the whole Klai Yisrael hears about his Misa. But we don't find in the Mishnah that there's a Machlekes of Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda by the other three. All the Brisa that the Gemara brings says is that there's a Din of Achraza. If you look at the Rambam, in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Gimel Halacha Ches, the Rambam brings down the Halacha of our Mishnah, he passes like Rebbe Kiva, Halacha Rebbe Kiva Mechavei Roy, and he says that therefore you have to go bring him up to Yerushalayim. But the Rambam is clear by the other three, by the first, by Betzayir Bayer, Edim Zayimim, by Mesis, the Rambam doesn't really speak out so clearly, but Akapana, by Betzayir Bayer, at the end of Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Zayin Halacha Yegibel, and by Edib Zayimim and Hilchas Edis Perak Yudches Halacha Zayin, the Rambam over there is clear that all you do is like Rabbi Yehuda, all you do over there is you kaisim v'sholchet shlucha b'chal b'kaibis. And the Kesef Mishnah Perak Gimel Halacha Ches v'Hilchas Mamre speaks out that the reason why the Rambam held that the Machlek is only by Zaken Mamre is because the Mishnah only talks about Zaken Mamre. The Mishnah doesn't discuss the other Chiyuvei Misa that need Achraza. So it's mashma that the Machlek is the Machlekes of Kiva, the special sheet of Rebbe Kiva, where he argues Rebbe Yehuda is only over here in Zaken Mamre, but by the other three, by Mesis, Betzayir Meir, and Edim Zayimim, we don't have this halacha. Rashi ala Torah by Zaken Mamre in Parsha Shoftim in Perek Yizayin Pasuk Yigimel also brings down the halacha. This din of Rabbi Kiva, he brings it down only by Zaken Mamre, and the Mizrahi is already Ma'ir on Rashi that Rashi by Betzayir Meira in Parsha Kiseitze in Perek Chafal Pasuk Chafal. Rashi doesn't bring this whole halacha of Zaken Mamre, and it's very clear in Rashi that it doesn't hold this halacha of Bishamr Ma'aseh at a regal and Misan Ma'aseh beregal. By Betzayir Meir. It sounds like for Rashi also that the whole halacha is like it's mashma in the Mishnah only by Zaken Mamre. And the Mizrahi asks, why should it be like this? Why should it be different Zaken Mamre for the other Chiyuvei Misa? Why? But all of them have the halacha, all of them have the din of Chol Am Yishmu V'Yiro. So the Mizrahi is trying to understand why does the Rambam and Rashi, why do they seem to hold that it's different, the din of Zaken Mamre and all the other Chiyuvei Misa? So the Lecha Mishnah over there says that the reason is from the Lashon HaPasuk. The Lecha Mishnah says that the Lashon HaPasuk of Zaken Mamre is different than all the other ones. The Lashon HaPasuk, besides the same Chol Am Yishmu V'Yiro, the Lashon HaPasuk by Zaken Mamre is V'Yizidun Oid, which is a stronger Lashon, says the Lecha Mishnah. Since it's an extra Lashon, a stronger Lashon of V'Yizidun Oid by Zaken Mamre, therefore, says the Lecha Mishnah, that's how the Mishnah knew that. And Reb Kiva and the Mishnah knew that this is a special halacha to bring him up to Pesach and Hagadol B'Yerushalayim. It's different than all the other Chiyuvei Misa. But the other Chiyuvei Misa that need Achraza, over there it's enough. Like Reb Yehuda says, because Vin V'Sholchem Shulcha B'Chol Mekoymes. Asha Inkein, by this din of Zaken Mamre, over here there's a special halacha that we have to bring him up to Yerushalayim. From the extra Lashon HaPasuk of Lo Yizidun Oid. And the Rishash, by us, also goes with this Bahalach from Lecha Mishnah to be bedaiked in the Pesukim. And he says, a different diak, he says that by all the other ones it says, V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'Yiro. Masha Inkin, by Zaken Mamre, it says, V'chol Am Yishmu V'Yiro. So he says, we know the difference between Am and Yisrael. Am is always the more Pashta people. Yisrael is the more Chashava people in Klal Yisrael. So it says the Rishash that the reason why the Pasuk was Bashad al-Lashin, the Mishnah learned up from this, Rabbi Kiva learned up from this, that there's a special Indian over here that we have to be, the Om also has to be Yishmu V'Yiro. And in order for an Om, a Pashta person, to be Yishmu V'Yiro, it's not enough that he gets a letter in the mail. That won't help him. He needs to be in Yerushalayim and see and experience the Hariga of the Zaken Mamre in order to get the Hashpa, in order to become Yishmu V'Yiro. All the other ones, where the Pasuk refers to as Yisrael, that would be enough to get a letter. Yisrael, the Chashav Yid, could get his iris with the letter itself. Ashaikin, the Zaken Mamre, he needs the Zaken Mamre, where there the Torah was Bechayah, that the should be Yishmu V'Yiro. That means that we need a bigger iris. We need that the whole should be there in Yerushalayim while the Zaken Mamre is killed. That's the Derech of Lecha Mishnah and the Rishash, to be Bedaik in the Pesukim, that it's Choluk, Zaken Mamre from the other ones. Now the Maral in Gur Aryeh over there in Shoftim, Perek Yitzayim, Pasuk Yigimel, he has a different Mahalach. He's coming to explain Rashi, why Rashi holds this Cholok Zaken Mamre from all the other ones. And he adds another Aura. He says that Rashi, by Betzayir Meireh, Perek Chafalif, Pasuk Chafalif, Rashi, not only does he not bring down Rabbi Kiva's Halacha, which was the Mizrahi's Aura, why by Betzayir Meireh don't we have Rabbi Kiva's Halacha? He says not only that, he doesn't even say like Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi just says that we learn from here that you need achraz of a bezdin plainly nerag. It sounds like bezdin just makes an announcement, and that's enough. He doesn't even bring down that you should send letters to the whole Klal Yisrael. So says the Maral, says the Gur Aryeh, that it's Choluk Zaken Mamre from all the other ones. And Zaken Mamre is a special halacha that he has to be bezdin agodol has to be mamis him. The din misa of Zaken Mamre was never to be killed, but it's bezdin agodol b'Yerushalayim. So therefore, says the Maral, that when the Torah says "Kol Yisrael, Kol Am Yishmu V'Yiro," that's not. It's totally in whatever the Bezdin B'chuyev to make sure the Bezdin Yishmu V'Yiro, whoever's under their jurisdiction, Bezdin Agadah B'Yerushalayim, they're the Bezdin of the whole Klal Yisrael. So they're B'chuyev that the whole Klal Yisrael should be Yishmu V'Yiro. So there we have a Machlekes from Kiva and Yehuda how to go about to do that. Reb Kiva says we have to wait till everyone comes to Yerushalayim so everyone should see. Reb Yehuda says no, we'll send Shluchim to the whole Klal Yisrael. Masha Ekin says to Maral by the other three, by Mesis, by Edeb Zayman, by Betzayir Meire, over there there's no did that Bezdin Agadol B'Yerushalayim should kill them. Their Misa is not totally Bezdin Agadol. Their Misa is in the Bezdin of their city. Wherever Bezdin in their city comes, is Bechayev their Misa. So in the Chanamid is a din of Kol Yisrael Yishmu V'Yiro. But that's only what's mutal on the bezin of that city. So the bezin of that city is b'chuyiv to dan and to take care of their city. So they have to make sure that their whole city hears it. So therefore, over there, it doesn't imply the whole din of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda. There, the Kol Yisrael Yishvu Yiro of the other three Mechuyave Misa, by them, it's only they're only Mechuyav that the Kol Yisrael Yishvu Yiro in their city. But that's what they're Mechuyav, that's what they're Achray for. They're the Bezdin of the city, not the Bezdin of the whole Kla Yisrael. They don't have to make sure the whole Kla Yisrael finds out about it. And therefore says to Maral, that's why Rashi didn't even say Rabbi Yehuda's Shita by Betzayer Mar. Betzayer Mar, you don't have to send letters. You just have to be Machruz a Bezdin that the whole city should hear that this person was killed. Only by Zaken Mamre, where there's a din, that it should be, that there's a din misa and Bezan Agadol over there, then Bezan Agadol has to let the whole Klai Yisrael find out about it. So then there's two ways in the Mishnah, Machaikis, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Yehuda, how the whole Klai Yisrael finds out about it. So this Mahalich is very good in Rashi, like the Maral was Bedaik in Rashi, and by Betzayer Mar, Rashi Bechal doesn't bring Rabbi Yehuda's din. But it doesn't go well in the Rambam. The Maral wasn't trying to say it in the Rambam. In the Rambam, this is not a good Eitzah, because in the Rambam, it's clear. Both the Rambam says by Betzayer Meir and Perek Zayin Alochi Gibel from Hilchas Mamrim and by Edim Zaymim and Hilchas Edis Perek Yuches Alochi Zayin, Rashi is clear that you have to go be Shulchan Shluchim and be Kaisvin Shulchim Shluchim, like Rabbi Yehuda says. So it's clear in Rashi in the Rambam that the whole Klai saw us to find out about it, both by Zakin and Marim, both by Betzayer Meir and Edim Zaymim. So this Chiluk Maral is very good in Rashi, but it's not going to go in the Rambam. So there's a Mahalich from Rav David Pedro, which he says both in his Sefer Maskil David on Al Torah over there on Rashi in Parasha Shoftim, and both on his, in his Sefer Chasti David and Tesefta. He says the little pieces of both of them, I'm just putting them together, saying them over together as one big shtickel. And he goes also on Peter Derech of the Baral. He brings another kasha on the Rambam from Tesefta, that the Tesefta in Sanhedrin, Perakid Aleph, Halacha Gimel, the Tesefta is befurish, not like the Rambam, not like Rashi. It's befurish that all the Mechuyavi Misa have to have the din of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda. The Machayis of Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda is not only by Zak and Mamre, which would maybe be Mashma in the Mishnah. It's befurish the Tesefta that all four of them have this Machayis of Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda. So the Chassid David is Basber, and he says that Rabbi Yehuda be'etzem has a taina on Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yehuda taina is that L'chayr is Ine Adin. How can you let him wait? So he explains that the reason why Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold as a problem with Ine Adin here is because the Gemar Din was done by the Bezdin in his city. Wherever the Zaka Mamre lived, the Bezdin was Gemar as Din, that is Chayim Nisa. And now, when they bring him up to Yerushalayim, the halacha is that Bezdin HaGadol has to kill him. So they have to bring him to Yerushalayim, to the Bezdin HaGadol. So he says the Bezdin HaGadol were the Bezdin that was Geimer his din. So they don't have the problem of Ine Adin. So both the Bezdin Shebe'iroi, they were the ones that were Geimer, they can't kill him. They're not the ones that are supposed to kill him. The Bezdin HaGadol is supposed to kill him. And both the Bezdin and the Bezdin HaGadol also, they weren't the ones that were Geimer the din. So therefore, Kiva holds there's no problem of Ine Adin in this case. And the Bezdin Shebe'iroi is allowed to bring him up to Yerushalayim. So they have to bring him to the Bezdin HaGadol. And the Bezdin HaGadol, since they weren't Gevedin, could wait till the regal. That's the beer and Chita Rebbe Kiva, why he doesn't hold as a problem of Ine Adin. So therefore it says Mechasei David that this would only apply, this whole Shita of Rebbe Kiva could only apply in a case where you're Mechiv to bring him to Bezdin HaGadol. In a case where the Din Misa was said to be done by the Bezdin HaGadol. Masha'en came in a regular Chiyuve Misa and the other three by Mesis Betzayer Meir and Edim Zaymim over there says the Chassid David, the Rambam holds that it's Bashman the Mishnayis. The Mishnayis never said anywhere that they have to go to Bezdin HaGadol, and therefore the Rambam holds that the Mishnayis hold the Shita of the Mishnayis is that we don't there's no din of Bezdin HaGadol on these three, and therefore it's Pasha that the Bachlegis Rebbe Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda don't apply. It's Pasha that everyone agrees to Rabbi Yehuda. Masha Enkin says the Chassid David that Tesefta Behechrich held that the din of Bezdin HaGadol was a din said by all them. There was a din Bezdin HaGadol by Mesis, there's a din Bezdin HaGadol by Betzayimar and by Edim Zayimim. And therefore the Tesefta holds that it applies to Machlekes of Kibra and Rabbi Yehuda also by these three. Masha Enkin, the Rambam and Rashi, they learned like the Mishnah, and the Mishnayis says the Mishnayis never speak out anywhere as a din Bezdin HaGadol by these other three. And therefore, therefore it's Mukhrich, the Mishnah will have to hold that the whole Machlekes is only by Zaken Mamre, not like the Tesefta. So it comes out that we have four Mahalchim to explain the difference why the Rambam and Rashi possibly. Why the Mechalek, Tzak, and Mamre, and the other three, Michuyavi Misa. We have the Mahalach of the Lacha Mishnah that says that the Lashon of Lo Yizidun Oid is Mashma, a stronger Lashon. The Rishash al Derech Zeh is Bedayik, the Psukim that says the Chiluk between Om and Yisrael, Om is Mashma, that even for the Poshet of people, and that you need to have in Yerushalayim, Mamish Kedei to have the Ashpa. And then we have the Mahalach of the Maral that says that the whole din is only totally in how much the Bez is Achroi for. Whatever Bez is Achroi for, Bez din Agadol Shev Yerushalayim. They're achrei for the whole klai. So Mashekin, the other three, which are mechuyavi misa by the Bezdin of Sheba Iram. So then the din yishmu v'iro is only in that city. And we said that this mahalach could only go in Rashi, not in the Rambam. And then we have the mahalach from David Pedro that the whole heter of Inei Adin, of Rabbi Yehuda's Taina and Rabbi Kiva's whole heter was only in a case where Bezdin Sheba Ira is gomer as din, and the Bezdin Agadol Shev Yerushalayim, they're the ones that are gonna do the misa b'poyel. Then there's a heter mashaking the other three, since the Bezdin Sheba Iram, they're the ones that are gonna do the misa. So therefore, they don't have this halacha to wait to wait till the regal in Yerushalayim. This is an important point that comes out for both Maral and the Chassid David, that they seem to both assume that the din, that the Bezer HaGadol, is a separate din bifte atzmai. The Haidu, that the Maral and the Chassidim are both saying that mitzad the din achraza, by all the other three, the halacha is you could do it in their city, you could send out letters, there's no problem. Mitzad the fact that the Torah said, Kol Yisrael Yishbu V'Yiro, there's no reason to go bring it to Bezer HaGadol. Harai, all the other three, the others, you don't have to go bring it to Bezer HaGadol. The fact that it says in the Pasuk, Chol Yisrael Yishburo, is not behind the Bezer HaGadol. Just once we go to the Bezer HaGadol, then we wait till Regal. That's both of their Mahalchim go. That once we're going anyhow to the Bezer HaGadol, so then we could go and wait till our Regal, we can make a whole big show with the Zaken Mamre. So it's before that they hold that they would go to the Bezer HaGadol is not a chiluk of a din Kol Yisrael Yishburo. That's just switching that. Once we have this halacha that you go to the Bezer HaGadol, now the din of Kol Yisrael Yishburo takes a whole different form, and we bring it to the Bezer HaGadol. We wait till the regal. So before that, there was some type of side din that was mechayiv. This din to go and have the misa ayidei the Bezer HaGadol. But with Lulei Devrayim, you could have learned that that's the din of that Bezer HaGadol has to kill them is all nichlal in the din of Chol Am Yishmu V'Yiro. But the Devrei Hem, that it's a separate din, we just have to understand where this din come from. Where is this drasha? Where do we know this halacha that the din of Zakeh Mamre has a din misa on Bezer HaGadol? Tzarechiyim. We have in our Gemara, in the Braisa, a din achroza on Edim Zaymim. So din achroza on Edim Zaymim. There's an interesting machlokes that we know by Edim Zaymimim, there's three different types of oinchin someone could get by Edim Zaymimim. He could get Misa, which is what our whole sugya is talking about over here, the Mechuyavim Misa. But there's other oinchin that Edim Zaymimim could get. They could get Malkus. If they're made on Malkus, they could get Malkus. If they're made on Mammon, they could be Mechuyim Mammon. So Yesh La'ayin, is this Allah of Achrosa, just like we find by the other cases, by Mesis, by Tzari Meir, Zakamamri, is talking about Dafka Misa, is a din Achrosa by Edim Zaymim, also Dafka by Misa. So the Aruch Lener, in Makas Daftal, it is B'dayik in our Rashi. Rashi says, Achrosa, Pliny Mes Bebezdin. It's Mashba from Rashi, that the whole din Achrosa is only on Misa. Pliny Mes Bebezdin, not on any other Einish. And therefore says the Aruch Lener, L'chayr by Edim Zaymim will come out, that late Rashi, the whole din is only when the Edim Zaymim achayim Misa, then is a din achroza. But when the Mechuyim Malkus are a Mammon, other Einshim, then there wouldn't be the din achroza. The Chiv achroza, the din achroza of Chayyus Yisrael Yishmu Miro only applies by Mechuyavim Misa. But if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Eidos and Perek Yilches Alach HaZayim, where he brings down the din achroza by Edim Zaymim, so first, not like this, the Rambam speaks out clearly that the din achroza is not only when the Mechuyim Misa, who adin by Malkus and Mammon. And so it comes out, there's a Machlekes, Rambam, and Rashi, whether or not the din achroz is dafka by Misa or by other Einshim also. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara has a ara in the Lashon HaPsukim. And the Gemara asks that why by Edim Zaymim does it switch to Lashon? All over it says, V'chol Am, V'chol Yisrael, and by Edim Zaymim it says, V'hanish'arim. V'hanish'arim Yishmu V'yiro. Why by Edim Zaymim does it switch? Why doesn't it also say V'chol Am or V'chol Yisrael? Why does it say V'hanish'arim? And the Gemara answers that the reason is because Edom Zaymimim is not negev for everyone. It's not negev for Chol Yisrael v'Chol Ha'om. Not every person could be an Edom Zaymimim, because not every person is Kasha La'idus. Some people are Pasha La'idus. Rashi says there's Gazlonim, there's Malve Beribis, Moyalim B'Shvias, there's people that are Iver Aveira that are Pasha La'idus. And therefore, since there are people that are Pasha La'idus, they'll never be able to become Edom Zaymimim. So it wouldn't apply the Lashon HaPasik for Chol Yisrael. It's not talking about Chol Yisrael. Not the whole Chol Yisrael needs this Achraza. It's only people that are Kasha La'idus, and therefore it says Vanish Arm. So the Chedushe Aran over here asks L'chayra, the obvious Kasha. He says that this is that L'chayra, not the other cases also not whole, all the Yidden are able to have. Bishayim a Mesis. Mesis, any person could be a Mesis. Any person could go and convince people to do Avodah Zarah. But ask the Ram, Betzayir Meir and Zaki Mamre, not every person can be a Betzayir Meir. Betzayir Meir is the Gea only for a person that's just in the beginning of his godless. It's not such a Shechiach Dikas Torah. Most people aren't able to be a Betzayir Meir. And it says Zaki Mamre also. Zaki Mamre means someone has to be Roy to be a Dayan. He has to be a Roy to be a Muflash of a Bezdin. And therefore he says, anyone that's Pasal Eidus, first of all, can't be a Dayan. So all the people that aren't negev to be Edom Zayim also can't be a Zakeh Mamre. And he said, plus, a lot of people, besides that, a lot of people can't be Muflash of a Bezdin, even if they're Kasha La'idus. And therefore, asked the Ran, how's the Gemara answering the question by saying that Edom Zayim is different from all the other ones because people aren't Kasha La'idus? People aren't able to be a Betzayim Mamre and Zakeh Mamre also. So if you look at the Teres Chaim, he's also bothered by this Kasha, and he speaks about Betzayim Mamre. And he says that maybe the Achraz of a Betzayim Mamre is not to someone to become a Betzayir Meir. But people could do that very Betzayir Meir. People could go and eat that Tartemar Basar, and they could steal, and they could eat the Tartemar Basar also, even though they don't have the Parsha Betzayir Meir, but they could still do that very Betzayir Meir. So maybe on that also we want them to be Yishvu V'Yiro. So it will be Negeah to everyone. It's Aruchim, because the Chayyar Betzayir, even that very Betzayir Meir, doesn't apply to everyone. Chayyar, you have to be Goyim Mishal Aviv, not every person has a father to steal from. In Tzarechian, in the Teretz of the Teretz Chaim. While Koparim, the Ran comes and he says, and the Rishash over here is B'chavin, K'mat Milo B'Milo, to the Ran. And the Ran says, V'tama Nochein, the right pshat over here is, that by Betzayir Moire and Zakeh Mamre, it's different than Achrozo, than from Edom Zaymim and Mesis. But Zakeh says the Ran that by Betzayir Moire, the Achrozo we're trying to do is, we're trying that people should hear, and they should know from here, they should learn from the story of Betzayir Meir, to teach their children Midas Tavis, and that the children should be Noisim L'Shmoya Mitzvahs Aviyam V'Imam, that they should be Mechanach, the children, that they should listen to the father and the mother. And a person should be Mishtadal B'Tikachas B'Noi. A person should be Mishtadal to be Mechanach his children correctly, that they shouldn't come out to this Betzayir Meir. The Achraz is not that someone shouldn't be a do that virus of Betzayir Meir and be Mechayiv the Misa Betzayir Meir. We tried to show people what could happen if someone's not mechanech his children correctly, and we tried to bring out to the people the chaimer of how important it is to be mechanech the children. And he says, "Who are they by Zakeh Mamre?" Zakeh Mamre. Also, the point is that people should know the koyach hakabbalah miteraseinu akdeisha. What it means a bezdit psak. What it means a bezdit psak. That even a muflash of a bezdin that goes and argues on the bezdin agadol shev Yerushalayim, and he says different than the bezdin agadol Yerushalayim, he gets killed. That people should know what it means, and they should listen to their Rabbanan, and they should listen to what the Beis Din HaGadol says. The point is not that someone else shouldn't be a Zakeh Mamre. And he says that if you look in the Psukim, it's Mefurish like this. He says the Psukim are Mefurish both by Mesis and by Edom Zaymim. The Pasuk says, V'yasifu l'aseis oyid, you shouldn't do it again. By Mesis it says, V'yasifu l'aseis kedover ha'razeh. And by Edom Zayim, it says, V'layesifu oid kadova ra'azeh. Both of them, it says that we don't want you to do this again. We don't want you to do this Aveira. The point of the Achrazah by Edom Zayim and Mesis is that you shouldn't do this Aveira. Masha Ekin says the Ram by Betzayir Meir and Zakeh Mamre, it doesn't say that. By Betzayir Meir, all it says, V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro, they should be scared. It doesn't say that you shouldn't do this Aveira again. And by Zakeh Mamre, all it says, V'chol Om Yishmu V'yiro V'layezidun oid. Not that you shouldn't do this Aveira, V'layasek kadova ra'azeh. It says, you shouldn't be mazed again. You shouldn't go and argue with the Bezan HaGadol B'Yerushalayim, and you should listen to the words of the Bezan HaGadol B'Yerushalayim. And therefore, says the Ram, the whole kasha of the whole teretz of the Gemara of Edom Zayim says Vanish Arim by Edom Zayim, where the Achraza was only that you shouldn't do it again. Over there, it's only negate the people that could be Edom Zayim. And Mashiach and Mesis, everyone could be a Mesis. And Betzayir Meir and And Zaka Mamri, dear, the Achroza applies to the whole Yidden, even if they can't be a bit Sayyar Mari, even if they can't be a Zaka Mamri, but the Achroza applies to everyone. The Mishnah goes on, and the Mishnah brings the din of Navi Sheker. And the Mishnah explains there's two types of Navi Shekers. One Navi Sheker is that someone makes up a Nebuah, and the other Navi Sheker is even if he's saying over a Nebuah, but it wasn't said to him, this Nebuah. If a Nebuah was said to a different Navi, and now I'm saying this Navi saying it over Bateris' own Nebuah, so then both of these are referred to as a Navi Sheker, and they have a din Misa Bechenek. So in Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tav Kuf Yud Zayin, in Ois Dalid, he says that this halach of Navi Sheker is not that if someone gets up one day in shul and he says Koyamar Hashem this and this, he's not going to be mechuyim misal to Navi Sheker. He says the whole din of Navi Sheker is only someone that be'etzim would have a terrorist Navi. If he would say something, he would have a terrorist Nebuah. He says you have to look in the Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin Behilchos Yisoidei Torah. What exactly the certain tnoim has to be someone that's hoylach b'derech Nebuah and he gives the ois of a maifis. And then he goes and says, a Navi Sheker, or someone that was muchzik as a Navi Emes till now, someone that was being a Navi Emes till now, then one day he gets up and he says, a Navi Sheker, that has a din of Navi Sheker. But if a person goes gets up one day and he decides to say a Nebuah, that's nothing. It's Varm B'Telem of Vutalim. It's not a Navi's Bechlal. And therefore, it doesn't have the Chaymer of Navi Sheker, and therefore, he's not Mechuyim Misa. And he says, he found this Chiddush in the Sefer Mishnas Chachamim. And the Mishnah Chum over there brings that some people say that there's going to be a kapanim alav. Some that says koyamar Hashem will be over alav, but says in Minchas Chinuch that it's pashut to him, it's borer that there's no chiyud misa on Navi Sheker unless he has a teiras Navi, unless the person has a teiras Navi that we would have had to listen to him if not for the fact that his Navius was Sheker. And this chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch also mashed like that in the Meiri at the end of this. All these dinim, the Meiri speaks out that all that we're talking about over here is all dafka by a navi. He speaks out that all the dinim that we were speaking about till now is dafka by a navi and not by a regular person. And if you look at the tziv al tayr and hamak dabar in perik yud ches al pasuk chet chaf in parsha shayftim by the halach of navi sheker, where the pasuk over there says acha navi. If a Navi goes and says Navi is Sheker, so he's bedaik in the Lashon HaPasuk. The Lashon HaPasuk is a Navi that's bedaber. Why don't the Pasuk say Acha Ish Asher Yidaber B'Shmi? It's mashba that dafka the person has to be a Navi like the Divrei HaMichas Chinuch. The Mishnah brings down another halacha. It brings down the din of Hamavater al Divrei Navi. Someone that doesn't listen to Divrei Navi. Someone that, if a Navi says to do something and someone doesn't listen, Allah is, he's chayiv misa b'day shamayim. He's not chayiv misa of chenek, but he's chayiv anoichi edrish mi'imoy. The pasuk says that he's chayiv misa b'day shamayim. Mechitz Chinuch, in mitzvah tov kuf tez zayin, ois beiz, he asks a very interesting question. He asks that l'chayra, im kain, any person that doesn't listen to any of the dinim of the Torah, should be b'chayiv misa b'day shamayim. It's similar to the Rabban's kasha that the Rabban asks on the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that every single Issa Drabbanon has a lav of Leisasur. So the Rabban asks Im Kain, every single Drabbanon should have the Chaymer of a Deraisa. So similar to this, the Mechitz Chinuch asks that every single mitzvah of the Torah should automatically also have the halacha of Mevatar al Divrei Navi. That the Chaymer, the Mevatar al Divrei Navi, the Chaymer, every single passing of the Torah was said, is the Nebuas Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu said all the dinim of the Torah, the Nebuah. And therefore, if someone doesn't listen to the Torah, it's l'chayru being mevatar al divrei navi, and it should be mechuyim misa al tadira mevatar al divrei navi. And he adds another kasha l'chayru. We find that Shaul didn't listen to Shmuel, and Apple Pikin, we don't find anywhere there was l'chayim misa b'day shemayim. So Mechitz Chinuch says that lulei divrei Rambam. We'll see in a minute that the Rambam is mashma not like this. He says lulei divrei Rambam, he would be mechadish a very big chiddush. He would say that the Lashon HaMishnah Mevater al Divrei Navi doesn't just say Oiver al Divrei Navi, it says a Mevater al Divrei Navi. It's mashma that dafka if someone doesn't listen to the Navi because he says he's Mevazer the Navius, he says he doesn't have to listen to the Navius. The Navius is Shtusim. But if a person knows that it's a Navius, he knows the Chaymer Inyan, he just says that Yitzrei Takva, he has Yitzhahara to do differently. And he goes and he's Oiver, someone that's Oiver something because of Yitzrei Takva and doesn't listen to the Navi because of that, that's not where the Chiyam Misa B'Day Shemayim is. The Chiyam Misa B'Day Shemayim is dafka someone that's Mevatar Divrei Navi. He pushes it aside, the Divrei HaNavius. And he says, the Lashon Rashi is mashma like that. Rashi explains the Lashon HaMishnah Mevatar Divrei Navi. Rashi says, HaMafkirom, you mafkir the Divrei Navi, you push it aside as nonsense. Then you chayiv Misa B'Day Shemayim. And he says that the Moshul that the Gemara gives a Mevatar Divrei Navi, The mashal the Gemara gives is going chadrei de Micha, where Micha told him that you should go. He told him b'dvar Hashem that you should hakeni na hit me. By yimayin hishla akaisei. Why was he mind to hit him? Says the Mechas Chinuch because he thought it doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense such a thing. Hashem should tell me to hit someone. He disregarded the Divrei HaNavi. That's because he had a yetzahara not to listen to the Divrei HaNavi. And therefore says the Mechas Chinuch that lulei Divrei HaRabim, he would say that the mevatel Divrei HaNavi means dafka. It was hayu be'in of the lag. If someone just over on the dvarav, that's not nichal on the didim of atel divrei navi. And if you look in the lashon of Meiri, the lashon of Meiri also uses the lashon of shebozz dvarav. The Meiri says that the case of atel divrei navi is bozz dvarav. But the Mizchinuch says that he would say this, but the Rambam's mashma not like that. The Rambam in Perek, in Ochas Yisoyed Torah Perek Tes Halacha Beis, when he brings down the halacha of over al divrei navi, he says over al dvarav. It's mashma anyone that's over al dvarav. And l'chayra yesh ayin al divrei mechas chinuch l'chayra the halacha this halacha that oivah al divrei navi there's another oifin had to be oivah al divrei navi and that's the next line of the mishnah that someone that's oivah al divrei atzmai a navi that the Torah the Hashem tells him something that he is and he himself doesn't listen to it and l'chayra it's the same din it's one big din with mevat al divrei navi l'chayra it's both learned out from the same pasuk v'yesh ashal yishma someone that doesn't listen both of the navi himself. And both someone else that doesn't listen to Divrei Navi. It's not two different halachas. And the Lashon HaMishnah, a Navi that doesn't listen to himself, is Navi She'ovar al Divrei Atzmai. It doesn't say Navi She'vitar al Divrei Atzmai. And the example that the Gemara gives on Ovar al Divrei Atzmai is also a case where one Navi had the Adi Navi had a Naviyah that he's not supposed to eat and drink. And a different Navi told him that I'm also a Navi Hashem, and Hashem told me that you should eat and drink. So he wasn't over on al dvarav, he was buzz the dvarav. He just thought that there was a nevuah that said not like what he said, and therefore he followed the other nevuah, even though that nevuah was a nevuah sheker. And over there wasn't a case where he was buzz the dvarav, he was mafkid dvarav. So chayit beforish, both in the Lashon HaMishnah and in the Gemara, that over al divrei atzmai doesn't have to have this klal bevat al divrei navi. And therefore the chayit tzarichin, the chayit that both one din, if the same halacha, it's not two different halachas, it should be nischalik, l'gabi this halacha. So l'chayr is a raya for the fact that oival divrei atzmai doesn't have to be bevater, the huadin, the halacha bevater divrei atzmai doesn't be dafka, it's just a hechatimtza, it's just an example why someone should have listened, but edichanabi, if someone doesn't listen to Hanabi for a different reason, it's the same halacha. And for the etzim kasha of the Birchas Chiduch asks that l'chayr, every single did in the Torah also should be nechal bevater divrei navi. That's Pasha, the Mechas Chinuch himself agrees that the Torah, besides for being a Nevuah, also has a din of Torah. The reason why we have to listen to the Torah is not because the mitzvah of Elof Tishma, that someone has to listen to a Navi. Torah is given min HaShemayim to every single person, and now the Torah, we bekabel the Torah is Betzava, every single person has a Torah's Torah, not just the Torah's Nevuah. Just the Mechas Chinuch asked, the Mechas Chinuch's kasha was that besides for being Torah, it also is a Nevuah's Moshe. And therefore, it also should have the halacha of the nevuah. But the Mechas Chinuch himself agrees that it has the din of a Torah. Has the din of Torah, as it did with the Atzmai, as it did that you have to listen to the Torah because Hashem was mitzavah with the Torah. We kabbal b'sinai Torah. The Torah was given to all the Yidden. Idei Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe as the Torah. But the Torah is a Torah straight min Hashemayim. Torah we got straight min Hashemayim, and that's what we have to listen to it. Not only because it's a nevuah. So Yesh Loibar now to answer the Mechas Chinuch's kasha, that the Mechas Chinuch was just bothered that there also should be a Nevuah. It could be that once the Torah was given the Torah's Torah, that has a Torah's Torah was misalik, that did Nevuah from it. It doesn't have now a din Nevuah also. It's only a Torah. And therefore, could be that when someone's over a different Torah, we don't look at it as being over a different Navi. He's being over the Torah, the Tzivei HaBayri that he got straight from Hashem, and has nothing to do with the din of Elof Tishma. It could be that someone that's over the different Torah wouldn't be over the mitzvah of Elof Tishma. The Gemara comes and gives a bashal to Hechatibza of someone that says the Vua that was said to a different Navi. And it wasn't said to him. And the Gemara's example is from the Nevuah of Hananiah ben Azar. The Nevuah of Hananiah ben Azar, the Gemara explains that what happened was Yirmiyah was Kai B'shuka Elyon, and he gave a Nevuah on Elam, that Hinni Shaver as Keshes Elam, that Hashem's gonna destroy Elam, destroy the Malchus of Edom, the Kayach of Elam. And Hananiah made a kal v'chomer from this, and he said that ba ilom, that sach hakol they came to help Bavel. They weren't the people itself that came to fight with Klal Yisrael. Still, Hashem said he's gonna go and break the ilom. Kol shekein achas kama v'kama Bavel. Kastim Bavel. Sure, Hashem is gonna destroy them. And therefore, he went and he said a nevuah that wasn't said to him. He said a nevuah, koyamar Hashem shavarti is ol malach Bavel. He's gonna break the ol malach Bavel. I broke the ol malach Bavel. And he goes on, but each time Yavim, 2 years from now, Bavel's gonna fall, and all the people that already went into Golos, the Yochid that went early into Golos, and they went back to Bavel, Hashem's gonna bring them all back. So the Gemara asks that L'chayr, this Nevuah wasn't said to anyone. Why is this an example of something that was Nemar to one Navi and a different Navi said? So Abaya answered that since he had a Kal V'chomer, so it's like it was said to the other Navi, and therefore this would be a good example of who knew Dolei Nemar Loi. But Masha'in came, it was said to a different Navi. And the Marsha asked the Kasha, L'chayra, it sounds from this Gemara that it was a Kal V'chomer, it was a good Nevuah. Hananiah ben Azor wasn't the one that was supposed to be saying it. But the Etzim Nevuah was a good Nevuah. Asked the Marsha, you learn further on in the Psukim, it's a Furish, that it wasn't true. It was an Aviyah Sheker, it wasn't true. The Psukim go on that Behedya, the Hashem is going to be make the old Babel even stronger. Not only is Hashem not being shaved the old Babel, he's going to make the old Matchis, he's going to make it stronger than before. And Yirmiyahu Navi went on. And it's reported it was an Aviyah Sheker. It's Mashma the Gemara that it was a good Nevuah, just it was the wrong person saying it over. So the Marsha answers that there was two parts from Hananiah ben Azar's Nevuah. One part, that Hashem is going to be Shavarti as Omal of Babel, that's true. He had a good Kal V'chomer that Hashem is eventually going to be Shavim Ol Malach Bavel. But that it's going to be Be'oich Nasayim Yomim, and that Yoyach is going to come back, that part was Sheker Gomer. And that's what the Psukim go on, that part was Sheker. What the Gemara by us is bringing just the first Chelik of his Nebuah of Shavarti as Ol Malach Bavel, that was a Nevius Emes. Just it wasn't Nemar to him, it was Nemar to Yirmiyah. So the Chazon Ish in Sanhedrin in Chaf Aleph Gimel, Chazanish asks that L'chayr, if this Sach HaKol is what we were discussing, this Chedek of his Nevuah, you don't need a Kal V'chomer for that. That Hashem is going to be Shaver Omal Bavel, Yirmiyahu Navi said that beforeish in other places. He says there's many Nevuahs in Yeshayahu about this, that Hashem is going to be Shaver Omal Bavel. We didn't need a Kal V'chomer from Elam for this, if that was the whole point of it. So therefore the Chazanish wants to answer the Kasha a little differently. And he says that the Olam Avad in Elam, there was a Kal V'chomer, even that it's going to be right away. And Elam also, even though it's not the first in the Nevius of Yirmiyahu, could be that there's a Mashmois, that it's going to be Miyad, the Shvira of the Keshes of Elam. And therefore there was a Kal V'chomer that Bavel will be Miyad also. Says the Chazon Ish, there's just one problem over here, that Yirmiyahu had a Nevuah, but had you not like that, Yirmiyahu had a Nevuah that it wasn't going to be right away, that they're going to go into Golos. That was the whole fight going on till now, that Yirmiyahu was screaming that they're going to go into Bavel's they're going to go into Golos Bavel, and there was the Nevi and Masheker were trying to say not like that. So therefore, says the Chazon Ish, that the Kal V'chomer is very good, the feed of Tos of Hananiah ben Azar, that he didn't believe the Nevuah of Yirmiyahu that they're going to go into Golos. But Achshav that we have the Nevuah of Yirmiyahu, the whole Kal V'chomer doesn't make any sense because it's beforeish in the Nevuah of Yirmiyahu that they're going to go into Golos, and Hashem's not going to be Shaver O Melech Bavel Shresayim Yamin right away. The Gemara is just bringing that Lafi the Toys of Hananiah ben Azar, there was a Kal V'chomer, and he was saying a good Nevuah Lafi is Toys, that part of the Nevuah of Yirmiyahu that they're going to go into Golos Bavel wasn't true, and Afal Bekein, he was Misnabim Mashaloi Shoma, but it was Nemar to a different Navi. But I call upon both the Marsha and the Chazon Ish, they're both assuming that what the Gemara says over here, that you can make a Kal V'chomer for Nevuah, that's a real thing, that you could make a Kal V'chomer, you could say Nevuah, I'll be a Kal V'chomer. But there's an interesting Mishnah Melech in Prashas Drachim, in Drush Yud, he brings down our Gemara, and he's bothered by the Marsha's question. He doesn't bring down the Marsha, but he's bothered by the Marsha's question, that this seems from the Gemara that there was a Kal V'chomer over here. He says, we know it's not like that. We know from the Psukim over there that this Nevuah was a Nevuah Sheker, the Klal Yisrael went into Golos Bavel. So he says that it's poshut, you can't say a Nevuah al pi Kal V'chomer. Nistarim darchi Hashem, one can't say that since Hashem is going to destroy Elam, therefore Hashem is going to destroy Bavel. You can't make such Kal V'chomers. And he just says, one possible svar, why not? He says, there's thousands of different cheshbonos in Shemayim for everything we can't know. He says, one svar, it could be that maybe for Bavel it's going to come out tzaddikim, Mashiach and Elam not. There's different svaras, we can't go ahead and make such Kal V'chomers. He says that the Pshat Nar Gemara has to be that the Gemara is just the feet of toys of Hananiah ben Azar, the feet is toys that you could make a Kal V'chomer, that you didn't understand like the Mishnah Malach understood, the feet is toys, then it was a good Nevuah, I'll peak a Kal V'chomer. So it comes out that we have a machloikis, Marsha and Mishlo Melech, how to learn our Gemara. Is it true that it comes out from our Gemara that a Navi could say a Navius al piya kal v'chaymer? The Marsha says yes, and the reason why the Chananya ben Azar was mistaken was because that kal v'chaymer was only on the first chelik, but that chelik was be'emes a good nevuah, besides for the fact that it wasn't said to him. And the Mishlo Melech says no, that for the reason why the whole thing was shtusim, the whole thing was Navius Sheker, was because you can make a kal v'chaymer nevuah. So we have a machloikis if you can make a kal v'chaymer nevuah. If you look in the Meiri, on our Gemara, it's very mashma, very clear in his lashon that he holds that a maisa navi could go and make a nevuah pi kal v'chomer kedas hamarsha v'loy kedas hamishlo melech. Now there's a middle way how to go over here, somewhere in between the marsha and the mishlo melech. And you look in the sefer avodas tov, he brings down from the sefer Har Ephraim on Mechilta another mahalach. He says that Har Ephraim says that the Gemara is mevor over here, that you can make a nevuah like Deka v'chomer, it's choluk from a regular nevuah. A regular nevuah, Hashem gives you the nevuah, there's a nevuah here. There's a nevuah here, the Navi has a nevuah, and he's mechuyev to go be meisus over to Klal Yisrael, but there's already a nevuah here. A nevuah that you could get, that you darshan al piyaka v'chomer, it's only a nevuah when you go and say the nevuah al piyaka v'chomer. When the Navi goes and says over nevuah, he makes the kal v'chomer, and he says over the nevuah, then it becomes a nevuah. So therefore, it says to Har Ephraim, therefore, we can't go ahead and along over here and ask that what happened. We see that the nevuah of Chananya ben Azar was sheker. He says that's because since Chananya ben Azar was saying over someone else's nevuah, he made a kal v'chomer of someone else's nevuah, and it wasn't his nevuah. So therefore, the whole nevuah is not kayim. Only if Yirmiyah, which had a din to make the kal v'chomer, would make the kal v'chomer, and then he would go and say over this nevuah, then the nevuah would be kayim. But Kozman and Yirmiyah didn't go ahead and do that. Then the fact that Chananya ben Azar went ahead and did that does not make the nevuah is kayim. But Apal Pikain, it's only a misnabe mashalei nemar loy, but it's nemar l'chaveri. Such a nevuah would have been able to be said by Yirmiyah. And therefore, that's the answer to the Marsha's problem, that in a chanami, the nevuah was nevuah sheker, was because it was never said, but Torah is a good nevuah, because Yirmiyah was the one that was supposed to make the kal v'chomer, and he didn't do that yet. So therefore, the Chananya ben Azar that made the kal v'chomer and said the nevuah, it didn't have a Torah's nevuah b'chlal, the nevuah was, therefore the nevuah was nevuah sheker. And if you look inside the Har Ephraim, he uses this Yisoid to answer another two kashas. He asks that the Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah in Perek Hey Halacha Ches, the Rambam seems to, when he brings down this halacha, that someone that says over a nevuah that was said to him and not said to someone else, was said to someone else and not said to him, the Rambam says that a person has to say that Hashem said the nevuah to me. Mashman the Rambam, that if someone comes along and says, Koyamar Hashem, this and this nevuah, and it was said to a different Navi, it wasn't said to him, he's not over. And the Har Ephraim explains the reason is because he's not saying it over b'toyos and avuah to himself. He's just saying koyamar Hashem. Hashem said this and this, which is true. Hashem said it. He just said it to someone else. The fact that I'm saying over an avuah, just like every single person that leans the avtayra and says koyamar Hashem, there's nothing wrong. It's only if you beferish speak out that Hashem said this to me and I'm saying it over b'toyos and avuah from Hashem, then that's when you're over the iser. So asks the Har Ephraim that, but the Moshe that the Gemara gives for someone that said a nevuah over from someone else, Chananya ben Azar, you don't have the Rambam's Tanai over here. All Chananya ben Azar said is Koyamar Hashem. Shavarti is Ol Malach Babel. He didn't say that Hashem said it to him. Maybe he was just saying over what Hashem said to Yirmiyah. But says the Har Ephraim, Lefi this Yisoid, it's like Hashemidi. The Rambam was talking about a case where you're saying over a nevuah that someone else said, that was given over to someone else. So if someone was given someone else, there's a chefsa nevuah to someone else, and I'm saying over, koyamar Hashem, this nevuah. He says, in Er Gemara, there was no such nevuah at all. We can't explain the words of Chananya ben Azar, koyamar Hashem, liYirmiyah. Hashem never said it to Yirmiyah. Only Yirmiyah would come along and say, koyamar Hashem, and he would make the kal v'chomer and say it, so then there would be a mirror of Hashem on this kal v'chomer also. But Kozman Yirmiyah didn't say it. We can't go ahead and say the kavana of Koyamar Hashem over here is Koyamar Hashem leYirmiyah. Because there's no such nevuah yet kayim ba'olam to Yirmiyah either until Yirmiyah b'poil goes and makes the kavachayim and says the nevuah. And the Har Ephraim says that if he's there, we can answer another question. The Gemara on Amud Beis is trying to find, how could we know that someone's being kayvish nevuah? How is it possible to know? How could we ever give a oynish? How could we masre in a person that's been kavish nevuah? No one knows that Hashem gave him a nevuah. Ask the Har Ephraim, why not? Lefidus Gemara, we have a very good eicha timtza. We know that a navi was given a certain nevuah and the navi went and said the nevuah over. So we know the nevuah. And then we understand that there's a kal v'chomer to make over here. There's a kal v'chomer that you can make a kal v'chomer and say a nevuah on something else. I'll pee the kal v'chomer. So Tavur in Agamor that has a Teres Tavur on the Chayra, he should be Kavish Tavur Asai. This will be a very good Eichatim, so where we can know that someone else is being Kavish Tavur Asai. Says the Har Ephraim, that if this is like Hashemidi. Because of course you're not a Kavish Tavur Asai is such a thing. Kavish Tavur Asai is only if there's a, you, Hashem gave you, was made to you a Nevuah and you don't say it over. Hashem never gave over such a Nevuah. There's no such Nevuah until you go and make the Kavu Chaymer and go and say over the Nevuah, but Teres Kavu Chaymer, then it becomes a Nevuah. But before that, no, you can't look at a person as a Kavish Tavur Asai. So it comes out that this sugya we had a Kasha from the Bar Shah. Rasha had a kasha that Lechayra the Gemara would be bashful over here that Hanadi ben Azor's Nevuah was a Nevuah of a Nevuah's Ebes, and the Psukim in Yirmiyah before not like this, that he lied, it wasn't true what he was saying. So he set up this kasha for Bahalchim. The Barsha says that there was two chalokim to the Nevuah. There was one chalik that Hashem is going to destroy Babel, and that was a good kalvachayra from Elam, just like Hashem. If Hashem is going to destroy Elam, Kal V'chayim is going to destroy Bavel. So Chananya ben Azor added a whole addition that this is going to happen in Bo'ich Nasayim Yavim. It's going to happen very quickly and the Yidin aren't going to go into Golos. That Chelek, he had no right to make a Kal V'chayim. He had no Kal V'chayim how quickly it's going to happen. And therefore that Chelek was Sheker. That's what the Psukim and Yirmiyah before were going over that Chelek. Er Gemara is talking about the first Chelek and that was an Ebes Kal V'chayim. And the only reason why he wasn't a good Nevuah was because it wasn't never to Chananya ben Azor. It was never to Yirmiyah. The Mahalach, we said another Mahalach from the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish says that Eidach Hanami, the Kavuchaymer, was a good Kavuchaymer, and his whole Nevuah was a good Kavuchaymer. The only problem was that there was a Nevuah, the Hedya from Yirmiyah, not like that, that he disregarded that Nevuah, therefore he had a good Kavuchaymer. But Amitas HaTvarim, since there was a Nevuah, the Hedya, not like that from Yirmiyah, it was not a good Kavuchaymer. But both the Bar Shah and the Chazon Ish are both assuming that a Nevuah, I think Kavuchaymer is an Emes Nevuah. Just over here, there were side problems why it wasn't a good Nevuah. And we said that's the Chayr before the Be'iri of the Sugya. Bashaykh the Mishnah Melach, he goofa comes to answer the Barsha's Kasha by saying that it's not like this. That the reason why it was a Nevuah Sheker because there's no such thing as making a Nevuah Yidei Kal V'chayber. And Er Gemara is just saying that the Tois of Chananya ben Azar, he held you could make a Nevuah Yidei Kal V'chayber. I'll call upon him, he was a Hamia of Mistab and Mashalay Nebavoy. And then we said over a middle Mahalach from Har Ephraim, not like the Mishnah Melach, that you could make a Nevuah Yidei Kal V'chayber, but it only becomes a Nevuah when the person that was supposed to make the Kal V'chayber says the Nevuah. Therefore, since Yirmiyah, that he was the one that was given the original Nevuah, he was the one that would have made the Kal V'chayber, didn't yet make this Kal V'chayber and say the Nevuah, therefore, Chananya ben Azar's Nevuah wasn't an Emes of Nevuah, but Emes of Nevuah wasn't true. This Yirmiyah never went ahead and said it before. The Gemara on Amud Beis brings down a brisa. Tani Tana Kamei Rav Chista Hakoyvesh Es Nevuasei Loike. Someone that doesn't say his Nevuah is Koyvesh Nevuasei, he gets Malkus. So Rav Chista asked him, Amalei Man De Ochel Tamri Bar Beila Loki. Someone that eats Tamarim, he's doing nothing wrong. How do we know someone's being Koyvesh Nevuasei? As far as we see a person that's walking down the street, he's doing nothing. How can we ever know that someone's being Koyvesh Nevuasei? Man Masri Bin. Who's gonna be mastering him? Who's gonna give him Masrot that he should go and say his Nevuah? So the Gemara answers that no, there are people that know whether a person is giving a Nevuah. Other Nevi'im, no. Other Nevi'im, says Abaya, other Nevi'im know that this person was given a Nevuah. And he brings a Pasuk, Klo Yasad Hashem Elikim Dabar Kim Gila Saidi Lavadav HaNevi'im. So Taisvis, on Amar Aleph, Taisvis asks, how could it be that you get Malkus or Kavish Tavuasai? Taisa says, first of all, no lav, and also it's a lav she'im emaisa. So Taisa says that what it means, loike, means makan oisei achetetze nafshei, kumayase sukav ene oisei. Like we know, the din, that is someone that refrains from doing a mitzvah's essay, bezin is malka oisei achetetze nafshei, bezin hits him until he goes and does the mitzvah. If he doesn't do the mitzvah, we hit him until he dies. And that's the din of Malkus over here in Kavish Tavuasai. Now the Sefer Kilas Yaakov from Yaakov El Ghazi in Ois Kufay and Aleph, over there he explains that Lefit Taisvis, the Gemara that goes ahead and asks Man Masri Bey, it doesn't mean giving Asrof a Malkus. We're not talking about a regular Malkus over here. What it means is, who's going to go and warn him? Who's going to go and be given the Malkus? Who's going to go and say, go be warning him means Lefit Taisvis, go and, who's going to be the ones that are going to go and tell him and enforce to go and do the Nevuah? Who's going to be the ones that are going to be Makanaisei Achetetze Nafshei if we don't know B'chal that he's being Kavish Nevuah Atzei? But if you look in Rashi at that Petesava Beis, the Ramaschal Dilma Hadrubei, Rashi says that the Hema, that the Gemara goes and asks that maybe you were Chayzer, maybe Ena Chanami, the Avod of HaNavim knew that this Navi got a Nevuah, but Hashem was Chayzer from the Nevuah. So Rashi says, and therefore they also don't know, the Heyach Masridim Boy Hasra Safik, how could they give him Hasra Safik? So Chayyar, the Lashon Hasra Safik would be Mashba, we're talking about the regular Din Hasra, not like Taisis learns that we're talking about the Din of Makanoisi Hachatetse Napshay. Now, but etzem, even the fizet shver loshem hasra asafik, we don't know bechlal that he's doing the avera. It's nothing to do with hasra asafik. We can't give him malchus because we don't know that he's doing the avera. So the Aruch Lener already speaks out that Rashi in a lot of places uses a loshem of hasra asafik, even though uses the din of hasra asafik, even though we also don't know that he did the avera. So Kasha Rashi in Chun in a few places, or Shashtal, so Eibed on the Bekaimam, Kvegi speaks about it. But Kapodim Hamia the Lashon Rashi Basra Safik is a little shver to say that he means like Taisvis that we're talking about the din of Makanoi Sachetse Napshe. Pashtis Rashi the Gemara Kipshutai that we're talking about the regular din Malkus Arboim. If you look at in Taisvis Rabbeinu Peretz, learns the Gemara Kipshutai that we're talking about Malkus, and the Rabbeinu Peretz says that over here we have Malkus. I have a chayyur to lavsha ibe maisa. Says Rabbi the parents, we're going lafina man domer lavsha ibe maisa loikin olav. This brisa goes to man domer lavsha ibe maisa loikin olav. And the tzarechi and Rabbi the parents that lachayyur is another question here. Taisus doesn't only ask one question. Taisus doesn't only ask from lavsha ibe maisa loikin olav. Taisus asks, there's no lav here bechlal. Sachakol there's an essay. Sachakol maybe an essay, but there's no lav. So lachayyur. Tzarechin or Beit Peretz, what he does with this, how can you get Malkus in a case where there's no Vav? Now the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin and Perek Yates Halacha Gimel in Hilchas Sanhedrin, the Rambam says that you're not Loikin. Rambam paskes that you're not Loike because it's a Lava Babachal essay. There's no Malkus on Kavish Tevu Atzei. So the Halacha Mishnah S and the Ram that Lachayr is negative Gemara. The Gemara over here says Beferish that Akavish the Vuase Loike. The Lachmish over there speaks out that the Pasha, the Ram learned the Gemara like Taisvis. The Ram learned the Gemara like Taisvis. That the reason that was saying Akavish the Vuase Loike doesn't mean that you get Malkus. It means that you Kavanai Sachetetse Nafshay. But of course, regular Malkus you don't get, and that's why the Ram over here paskins that you don't get Malkus. There's Tzarechin on the Derech of Halacha Mishnah in the Rambam that Lachayra, this is very good to explain why the Rambam didn't bring down that he had Malkus, but then he should have brought down the Gemara that you Kaif and Isaac states in Nafshay. Why did the Rambam bring down this price? The Rambam usually brings down everything that the Gemara says. If the Rambam learned the Gemara differently, so very good, he's allowed to write that it's in a Loike, but he should have to bring this Halacha. Why did he bring this Halacha of Kaif and Isaac states in Nafshay? The Ram knows that it's Pashit, there's nothing to bring, just like every other mitzvah in the Torah. There's no special din over here to bring down. Tzarechin. But if you look at the Sefer Chaim Shaul, in Chelek Beis, Sivim Memtes Oisei, he says, he doesn't bring down Rebbeinu Peretz, but he says, Alpi Derech of Rebbeinu Peretz, we can be Yashiv the Rambam. We can be Yashiv the Rambam, that the Ram learned that like Pashit, like the Gemara, that Leike means Malkus Mamash. Just the reason why the Rambam paskin not like the Brisa is because the Rambam learned that the Brisa is going to Mandar Malav Shem and Maisa like it all off, and we paskin Lav Shem and Maisa ain't like it all off. So it'll be much more, and that's why the Rambam doesn't bring down anything because we don't paskin like this Brisa. We argue on the din of the Brisa, we hold Lav Shem and Maisa ain't like it all off. This is what's going to remain shver is the kasha we already ma'ir on Beit Peretz at Lachayra. It's very shver to learn this way because there's no Lav at all. And the Rambam Lahedya says that the reason why you don't get Malkus is because it's an essay. Lav Abba Machal essay. So Lachayra, there's no man the Omer that argues on that. Lachayra, shouldn't be any reason why there's a Brisa that holds that you get Malkus. But if you look in the Meiri, it's also a little bashma like the Derech of Eschaim Shaul. He also comes and he says that we hold that you don't get Malkus, and he brings down the whole Gemara that the reason that why you don't get Malkus is because of Lav She'im and Maisa ain't like it all of, and not because of the reason why you don't get Asra, Ayin Shem Lashon Meiri. It would be very mashma like the Derech of Eschaim Shaul in the Divrei HaRambam. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says that in the case that the Marshal the Gemara gives by Mavatal Divrei Navi, the Gemara says, how do you know, and Navi comes and tells you to do something, how do you know that he's saying a real Nevius? Maybe it's Tom, who said it, how do we know? And the Gemara says, the way you know is, he gives you an ice. Once he gives you an ice, so then you can assume that what he's saying is true. And the Gemara asks, but Micha told, when he told his friend, what the Gemara brought earlier, earlier, Hakeni Na, hit me. He didn't give him a ois. Is that mash for the posse gave him a ois? And still, his chaver from not listening to him got a oinish. So the Gemara says, Heicha the Muchzik Shani. And the Gemara brings a raya from Avram Avidu Bahara Meiria, that the Yitzchak listened to him. And who didn't, the Gemara brings a raya from Eliyahu Bahara Karmel. So Tosfos, and the Ramaschal Eliyahu Bahara Karmel, Tosfos asks, the Lechert Mashmanar Gemara, that the way Eliyahu Bahara Karmel worked was Alidei Anavua. The special din, that's how the Gemara proves that there's a din of Muchzik and Avua, that we're Muchiv to listen to someone that's Muchzik bin Avias. And that's what we were allowed to listen to him to go and be Oiv Shchutei Chutz. He says that the Gemara in Yevamistav Sadi is Mashma, that we would be able to learn out from Eliyahu, from the fact that Eliyahu, the din of Elof Tishmon, Afilo Omelcha Abara Akas Kol Mitzah Moritz B'Torah, the Gemara is a word that we could learn out that any Bezdin could go and be matter something. Agapanim, the feet of Dichay, the Gemara over there by Migdar Milsa. That a Bezdin could go and be over a Divriya Torah. Asks Taisis, the Agamar Zachar Mavur, it's working din of Nevuah. And that Gemara is Mashma, you don't need Dafka Nevuah, you could use any Oifin, even a Bezdin could go and be matter Isser. So, and Taisus gives on this kasha two terutzim. Either Taisus says that La'olam Eliyahu is Aidei Nevuah, just a Navi is not allowed to be Mechadish Dover. If the halacha would be that Bezin can't go against the Torah, a Navi also wouldn't be able to go against the Torah. And therefore, the Gemara in Yevamis has a good raya, even though Eliyahu was working with Nevuah, still the Gemara in Yevamis has a good raya. But Taisus has another teretz that Eliyahu was not Alpi Nevuah. Eliyahu was not Alpi Nevuah. Eliyahu was working Pashat like a Bezdin, that he was Matadem them Isav Shchutei Chutz. And Taisus says, first Taisus starts off saying that the way Agamar is a riot that he was that Muchzik ben Avias has a Teres Navi is from the fact that if not for that he would be Muchzik ben Avuah, Klai Yisrael wouldn't be able to listen to him for Shchut Echutz, because the only way the Shchut Echutz would have been Migdar Milsa would help out Klai Yisrael was only if the Ish would be Yerim in HaShemayim. And for the Ish to be Yerim in HaShemayim, you need someone that's a real Navi to do that. So that's how the Gemara by us has the Raya Muchzik Shani, and Taisus at the end ends up a little differently, that Eliyahu darshan from a Pasuk, and Kedei that Eliyahu drasha from the Pasuk should be Kayim, and it had to be that he was Muchzik ben Avias. But on Kapanim, there's two drachim and Taisus whether or not Eliyahu's din of go being Makar B'chutz was Alpi Nevuah or not Alpi Nevuah. So the Mechaz Chiruch says that L'chayra, with feed the derech of Taisus that it wasn't Alpi Nevuah, it's Beforish, that Elof Tishmon, there's a mitzvah to listen to a Navi, is not dafka when the Navi says something Alpi Nevuah, because the Brayso over there in Yevamistav Sadi brings down the pasuk of Elof Tishmon, and it gives a mashal that you have to listen to Eliyahu Bahar Karmel to go be Makriv Bachutz, even though Taisus over here is coming out that Eliyahu is Makriv Bahar Karmel, that Eliyahu had told them to go be Makriv a carbon Bahar Karmel was not Alpi Hashem, was not Alpi Nevuah. So it's beforeish that to listen to a Navi, even the Navi tells you to do something not Alpi Nevuah, there's also an essay of Elof Tishmon. And he says that the Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Gimel Hukas Yisaydu Teir is not mashma like that. The Mechaz Chinuch says in Tov Kuf Tez Zayin, Mitzvah Tov Kuf Tez Zayin is bedayik that the Rambam's mashma is Tavka Pi Hashem, which goes very good because the Rambam, the Lacha Mishnah over there in Perek Tes Halacha Gimel is bedayik in the Rambam, not like Tosfos. Like the Pashas Apsukim, the Eliyahu Bar Kama was Alpi Hashem. Bidvar Hashem, he came with Dvar Hashem, that there should be Makar Bahar Karmel, and therefore it's very good that the Rambam shouldn't hold like Tosfos, a Poshet, that the din of Elof Tishmon is only in Heicha Tibsu, where the Navi says, Alpi Nevuah from Hashem. If the Navi Stam tells you to do something, you're supposed to listen to him. But the mitzvah of Elof Tishmon was only said on a Navi that tells you to do something, Alpi Nevuah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any Daffin Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.